My name is Cal C, and Sal Sharaf presents the 10th installment of My Story. As I've often liked to say about this particular series, My Story is a podcast space where we interview individuals on their journey, where we go behind the curtain while on their way to accomplishing their dreams. With this particular installment, we get to interview one of our main contributors to this space, newly minted University of Baylor guard Jalen Celestine, on graduating from the University of California, going through the transfer portal, taking us behind the entire process of it all from a basketball and non-basketball perspective, looking back on his journey so far, his new beginnings at Baylor, and so much more. All right, so I'm thanking you for lending me your ears in advance. Sal Sharaf is available wherever you listen to podcasts. Hit that like and subscribe buttons wherever you find it, wherever you see it, and hit me with the 5 stars right under the logo if you listen on the podcast platforms. And if you don't give me those 5 stars, I'm going to assume that we're not cool. And I really thought we was cool, man. Let's not do that to each other. Hit me with the 5. And connect with the catalog over at SalSharaf.com as well. Once again, that is SalSharaf.com. This is My Story on Sal Sharaf Radio. On the path towards all the goals and the dreams that we have for our lives, within the scope of that, there's always a story to tell. Here's Jalen's.
My name is Jalen Celestine, and this is my story.
First of all, congratulations, because you've had one hell of an off season this summer. You've transitioned from one state to another, but before we get into the basketball portion of that, you recently graduated from the University of California, Berkeley, with a degree in legal studies. So first of all, congratulations.
I appreciate that.
That's huge, man. So forget the basketball section for a minute. Let's forget the basketball part for a moment. What did getting that degree mean to you, first of all?
I mean, it was cool because obviously I ended up picking a school that gave me the opportunity both to excel basketball and athletics and in the classroom. So to see it follow, like, come to fruition in the classroom, like, it means a lot, you know?
Yeah.
Because obviously basketball, I dealt with my own injuries, but getting a degree from one of the, literally the number one public school in America is nothing but a blessing. So I'm more than thankful for that.
And what did it mean, like, when you finished your last, like, your last assignment? What was that feeling when you finished your last paper?
Oh, I was so happy. I couldn't stop smiling. But I was also in the process, though. I was also dealing with the transfer portal, too. So I couldn't really just sit back and I guess, like, bask in the moment, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I had to deal with talking to coaches, being on all the Zoom calls, worrying about flights and things like that. So I was still pretty busy.
Yeah, and we'll get into all of that in just a moment. But with regards to your degree, like, the ceremony time, like, take us through that day. Like, what did that entail for you that day or that weekend?
That weekend, I was spent. That was a good week. I literally just committed to school, and then I was packing to ship all my stuff to Texas and back home to Toronto. And then my parents and my little sister came down, my girlfriend came down, so it was cool to have, like, a couple people that are close to me, like, be able to experience it with me. Some people, like my mom, probably took it a little more serious than I did, but, like, it was cool to have everybody there for the moment. Hearing your name called is a cool thing, you know. People always talk about it, but to actually hear your name is pretty cool.
And how were your parents feeling?
Oh, my dad was proud. Everyone was just proud, man. Like, it came a long way. Literally came a long way. So everyone was just proud, honestly.
Like a weight was lifted off of your shoulders.
Yeah, like I felt like, okay, like I did it, you know? Because once you start hitting year 3, it's like, ah, you really got to do this. Make sure your credit's online. Make sure you get it done, so... Once I submitted that last assignment, and once I had to pick up like my tassel and like the cap and gown and all that stuff, I was like, damn, I'm really graduating. And it's crazy how time flies. Come like, it's really been 4 years.
It's really been. You graduated on time too.
I graduated on time. So.
And did some of your teammates graduate with you as well? Like some, and speak about like some of your peoples that you met throughout that time that you got the chance to hit the stage with.
Oh yeah, I got brothers for life that I met at Cal. Unfortunately, I didn't really get to walk across the stage with like my closest friends. Oh, a lot. I take that back. I had friends that walked across stage with me, but like my teammates, ones like I built like the brotherhood bonds with, they were in like different majors. So how Cal did it, because it's such a big school, each major had their own graduation. So I was the only one in that major for my class. So I actually didn't walk across the stage with any of my teammates.
Okay.
Yeah, but no, I for sure built like lifelong brothers with them. Like I still talk to a lot of the guys to this day. FaceTime, Snapchat, text message, with Instagram group chats, like all that.
And you see the thing that people don't realize too, going to Cal, like just on a life level, it's just Cal is where people don't realize is that's right in the Bay Area. More importantly, it's right by Silicon Valley. The connections just being able to get a job, just starting businesses, just ideas, like you're basically graduating with some of the people that could be shaping the future, literally.
I 100% did graduate with the kids that are about to shape the future. Like that was one thing I say about Cal. Like it was a privilege to be in like class and lectures with so many like smart minds, you know. Yeah, like it's actually like insane, like hearing people's like goals, like future politicians, future lawyers, future like who knows, even presidents. Like you really never know when you go to school like Cal.
And doctors and people going into the tech space and investing.
Yeah. Literally. So yeah, man, thankful.
No, that's got to be really huge, because people don't look at, we always look at the basketball aspect of it and everything, just coming from I guess our world, but like at the same time, yeah, it's like there's a whole different world that's like could be your oyster as well, and people don't look at the whole connecting of, you know, the whole thing of like being a well-rounded person is like you gotta be well-rounded in other areas of life. Right? We definitely have to touch those areas, and going to a place like that, it's like probably the best of the best when it comes to that part of it, right? Just because of where you are, where you're at, and like I said, and where the future holds for some of these people.
Literally, it's crazy. Now that I'm gone, it's like, damn, really went to Cal.
Yeah. and with that said, like, you know, we've been doing this series since you were heading to your senior year of high school at Lehigh. You know, you chose Cal. Crazy. You know, you've experienced wildfires, COVID, coaching changes. But looking back from your vantage point, what was your experience overall at Cal, just in terms of the program, the basketball program, and then on top of that, just overall experience at Cal, like during this period? Because you went to school during a very unique time, an unprecedented time. I never went to school during a pandemic, so I can't relate.
Yeah, I mean, literally, I think you just said it. I feel like my experience was very unique, very different than a lot of kids that, like, you know, go to college or play basketball or go to Cal. Like, I feel like being on the basketball team, I've dealt with my own things, and going through COVID, had my own things, and injuries and classes, like traveling, being international. Like, I've experienced so many different things that, like, the only way to just put it all in one is just to say it's a unique experience. In all honesty, like it was just a very unique and full experience. I feel like I got to experience so many things in those 4 years.
And what have you learned about yourself through these 4 years that maybe you didn't realize about yourself from your freshman year to now?
I'm tougher than I thought. You know, I could deal with a lot of life challenges and a lot of things of that nature. I feel like growing up, obviously, you deal with life problems, but I feel like at Cal, that was probably the most life problems I've ever had to face. Mm-hmm. So getting through those, it just really showed me how I am strong. Literally, I'm a lot stronger than I thought. I'm capable of overcoming a lot of obstacles.
And this is a cool journey, like just watching this, you know, from this vantage point as well, because like you know we've been chronicling your story for the last few years, and like, and to get to this point, that's why I'm saying it's congratulations. I really mean that, because watching you go through all these experiences has been, it's been wild, man. It's a lot. Some people wouldn't be able to take it. You know, people would transfer it. People might have came back home, especially during COVID, but, you know, you stuck it out.
Yeah, that's so crazy. You said since my senior year of high school.
Yeah. We started in 2019. That's wild. That's wild in itself.
Yeah, that's so crazy. I didn't have facial hair back then. I was like a little kid.
Now, what were the next 24 to 48 hours like for you? And I ask this because, you know, people see the headlines, never fully grasping what happens behind these headlines. Because, you know, in that time, you had to essentially move, right? Shortly after your degree?
Yeah, it was hectic. Like, it was just so hectic. So I graduated on, what, Sunday? I had all my boxes packed, or the majority of them packed. My family was able to help me with that. And then Monday, I flew to New York. Literally Monday, I flew to New York to work out for a little bit. And then I went back to Toronto, and I just kind of had to, like, work out, keep my body right, just fine-tune in, like, my craft, really. And then, like, what, two weeks later, I was in Waco, Texas.
And what happened to your stuff? Throughout that process, what happened to your stuff?
So I had to ship half my stuff to Waco, to Baylor. And I realized when I was packing my stuff up, I had clothes from, like, my freshman year in my closet that I haven't worn literally since, like, my freshman year. So because of that, I realized that I don't need a full, like, I don't need as many things as I thought I really had. So I shipped half my stuff to Texas, and I shipped the other half to, I shipped it to Buffalo because we have Batch. He has, I think his mother, I believe, lives out there. So I shipped it to Buffalo. And then he was able to bring it back because it was just a little cheaper for
right.
me.
Right.
And yeah. So when I was home, though, it was kind of rough because I didn't have a lot of my stuff. Because most of my porn stuff, I shipped it to Texas.
Mm. So you're basically wearing sweater vests and things like that.
The sweater vest is crazy. But I wasn't wearing my full wardrobe, though. That's for sure.
Now, you know, this phenomenon that we call the transfer portal has changed the climate of college sports in the United States forever. And you recently, of course, changed schools. What made you decide to change schools, first of all? Let's get into that first, because we got to chronicle this, because this is a pretty unique experience in itself.
Yeah. I mean, well, transporter was, like, way different than it's ever been, obviously. Now you have guys that are able to leave whenever they want. You have money involved and things of that nature. But for me personally, I was very thankful for everything I learned under Mark Madsen and his coaching staff. But I just felt like it was best for me to just try to do something else, honestly. Mm-hmm. And I felt like it was in my best interest to just take that step, and even though I was a little nervous and it's not the comfortable thing to do for me personally, I just said, I think it's best for me to enter the portal and see what else is out there. And in doing so, I didn't even take out Cal. Like, I entered the portal with the idea that I might go back.
Right.
And the coaching staff was aware of that as well. But obviously, it didn't end that way. But forever thankful for everything that coaching staff's done for me. And I'm still cool with them. Like, I spoke to a couple of them recently. Mm-hmm. They reached out. So I have nothing bad to say, honestly.
No, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
And not like I was trying to pull you to say something bad about Cal, by the way.
Yeah. No, I'm not.
But what were the things that you were looking for and what you wanted out of the process of hitting the portal?
I was looking for a place who really understood me, that had a great culture, a winning culture. Because a lot of, like, obviously I have my personal goals, but I do want to experience, like, going to the tournament, winning, to, like, going far, winning my conference tournament, possibly winning a national title, like, things like that. Something I've always wanted to do. So that was, like, a big part. I wanted to go to a school where that was a possibility. And then, obviously, individual stuff. I want to be able to play my game, be able to excel in my game, and be pushed to help me get to the next level. And I felt like, and I was fortunate enough to have a lot of schools, but in cutting down my list, narrowing down my list, I feel like Baylor was just the best fit for me to do that.
Now, take us through the process of what goes into actually putting your name in the portal. Like, how does the process work, just for people who don't know? Because I'm sure as much as we hear, you know, the transfer portal, this, putting your name in the portal and seeing all the headlines and, the scrolling headlines on the bottom of the TV screen. Like, what's the actual process that goes into doing the portal, putting your name in there? Like, how does it work?
I mean, it's honestly not even hard. You just hit up compliance and tell them they went into the portal, and they send you like a little form, like short form, and you just fill that out. For me, it was a little bit different because, like, you don't have to tell your coaches you're entering the portal, but obviously out of respect for them, I had a meeting with them and everything, and told them where my head was at and like what I was going through, like where my head was at in the process, and then I went from there. So you don't have to go to your coaches first, but like, it's honestly just, unless you guys are on just like crazy bad terms, it low key just is like the respectful, proper thing to do.
Right. So it's not as complicated as one may think then.
No, it's actually not complicated at all. You literally just hit up compliance and then tell them you want to enter the portal. The compliance, like my compliance, I told compliance, they try to tell me like, no, don't leave, but here's the form, and then boom, literally. Fill out the form in my portal. My name was in the portal. Like later that night or the next day.
Okay, so it's like a 24-hour process, basically.
Yeah. It's literally not hard at all. Like, just as easy as it seems online, that's actually how it is.
Okay. and now you had some schools reach out to you almost immediately. Like, for you, how did you receive that news?
I don't even know, like, how it works for everybody. But for me, when I entered the portal, my phone number wasn't on my contact. So a lot of people actually didn't know how to reach out to me. So they were reaching out to like my old high school coaches that they may have known, or whatever, or someone from Toronto that's in the basketball community, whatever the case may be. So some people reaching out to me on like Twitter, asked for my phone number, and like Instagram. But most people ended up finding, it's 2024, there's a way to get my phone number. So people found out, obviously coaches reached out to me through phone numbers, but that happened like, once I found out my name was in the portal, like officially, probably like 5 minutes later, a bunch of schools just start hitting you up. And like the first 2 days, honestly, the whole time is crazy. You always hear from coaches, but yeah, it was crazy. It felt like I was in high school again, but like on steroids, because it happens just so much faster.
Well, I was going to bring that up because I think even for myself, just watching it from, you know, the sidelines, it does seem like you're being recruited all over again, like, right? Like that's the process,
yeah.
But it's on a much larger level at this point, because now you're established, yeah, in the college scene, and you know they know exactly what they want from you, right?
Yeah, literally, you kind of shown what you could do. Obviously, there's still room for improvement,
right?
But like, they know what you're capable of doing in college. Mm-hmm. You're not as much a question mark as a 17-year-old kid coming out of high school,
right?
But no, it's crazy though. Obviously, I was fortunate enough to have a lot of offers out of high school too. But I for sure had better offers in the portal. You know, like I was fortunate. Yeah, man, I was fortunate to hear from a lot of great schools.
And it had to be a good feeling though, just overall. Like even hitting that process for a minute, it's got to feel good though, right?
Yeah, it feels good. Like part of it is expected. Part of like at first you're kind of nervous because, even though like you may think you had a good year or whatever, like I was coming off a little bit of injuries. So for me, like I was just like damn, like are they gonna want, like am I, I don't know, am I a question mark? I don't know. But luckily for me, like a lot of people saw that I have some talent and some potential, I could help a team win. So yeah, I was fortunate to hear from a lot of people.
Does it get tedious at any point? Like in terms of
100%.
Like just the phone calls and the constant ask, like, cause are they just asking you? Or are they asking your as you said, your coaches, your parents? Like where does
no
it
they no they ask my parents, really my pops. They got a lot of my dad's number, old coaches, people in the basketball community from Toronto that they know I'm close to, and anybody in any, like if they really want you, they're gonna try to reach out to anybody they can, teammates, like everything, literally. So. It gets tedious. You get a bunch of phone calls, but you don't answer every phone call.
Right.
Like it's impossible to answer every phone call. So you can't answer every message, but you try to, and then you just go from there. Even if you don't reach out, like you just try to be as respectful as possible throughout the process, even if you know you're not going to that school, you know?
Mm-hmm. Now, at the end of it all, you ended up choosing Baylor. And for those that don't know, it's Baylor's one of the best basketball programs in the nation, which includes winning a national championship just 3 years ago. So it seems almost a self-explanatory as to why you would choose them. But what sold you on going there, and how did you see yourself fitting in with that school?
For me, I feel like the coaching staff, like Dr. Coach Drew, they just built such an amazing culture there. Like you said, they're one of the premier teams, and I guess we're one of the premier teams in college basketball now. So like that speaks for itself. And then after really interacting with the coaching staff on the Zoom and being there in person, like I took an official visit, like I took an in-person visit. So I actually went to Waco before graduation. It was just cool to see everything come together, like, you know, like the basketball, what they saw in me, how they saw they could use me, how I could help a great team win a championship, how they come and get to the next level, like everything that you want to hear, you hear from Baylor. And then even when I was talking to other coaches, and I was like, I'm gonna take a Baylor visit, or when I told coaches I'm sorry, but I'm gonna end up going to Baylor, they were all saying how that's a great fit for me, and they think I really like it, then I think it'll really work out. So like I kind of, even though it was hard to tell some coaches that you built such a close relationship with, it was still cool to hear them say like, nah, Baylor's a good fit for you, like I think you'll do well there too, you know. So just like, Baylor had everything you could ask for.
And I mean, that kind of speaks a lot about the program and Coach Drew as well, right? Just for them to be doing that.
Literally. I remember I got someone to coach, and I told him I'm not going there. And I was supposed to like visit there and everything like that. He knew like it was a good fit for me, and he even said like it hurts, but like you're a good kid, and I think Baylor's a great fit for you and all that. So right there, I'm like, I think I'm making the right decision. Like, you know, once you hear that, and everyone, even people that were begging you to go to the school, telling you it's a good fit, like I don't know, it's not like it was meant to be.
Now, what advice would you have for any athlete that either has to choose or get forced to hit in the portal, like, and how to manage the stress of that process? For this transfer portal stuff is more than just basketball. It's like every sport, just in case people don't know.
Just, you don't have to answer your phone all the time. That's probably like the biggest thing. It may sound crazy, but literally if you have almost every Power 5 school calling you, then you can't talk to all of them. Like, you'll be on the phone with a coach and four other coaches call you. You know what I mean? Like, you can't hang up eight times. You can't hang up on eight different calls. So just know that it's your process. Don't let money dictate the decision. And just go from there, really.
And being able to unplug is a feature that's worth having in that process.
Yeah, because people, like, if you know me, you know I'm naturally, like, not the best at answering my phone and looking at stuff like that. So for me, it wasn't too hard. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like, I remember my teammates, because a lot of us ended up entering the portal of Cal, like, they were on the phone every second. And I was like, damn, like, that's crazy. But
a lot of them are stressed out, like kind of stressed to go on.
Yeah, super stressed. And it is a stressful situation, though, especially if you're in the portal. You may not be hearing from the schools that you thought you'd hear from. Like, it is honestly a stressful situation, but like the best thing you could do is just worry about what you can control. You can only talk to the schools that hit you up, so don't worry about the schools that aren't. And like I said, just unplug. That's probably the biggest things. Like, control what you can. You can only talk to schools that are talking to you, so don't worry about Baylor's not texting, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then unplug. Don't be afraid to unplug.
Now, you know, the experience at Baylor so far, like, since you've gone from a Golden Bear to a Baylor Bear, how has it been for you so far, you know, at that school, and how was the process settling in at Waco?
It's been going well. Getting to know the guys, getting to know coaching staff. We have a really good team. Me personally, I'm doing pretty well. My legs are feeling really good. My shot feels good. My playmaking feels solid. So I'm more than happy getting adjusted. Obviously, I was nervous and coming here a little bit because it's like the unknown. You really don't know until you know. But in coming here, I know I made the right choice. And like, I'm just thankful for it, you know?
At any point in time, were you warned about the Texas heat in the summertime?
Nah, it's actually crazy. Like, I was trying to tell, who was I trying? I was talking to one of the guys from back at the crib, and I was telling him how, like, nah, like, this actually feels like hell. Like, I know, like, I know what hell feels like in living in Texas. This is crazy. This is the hottest thing I've ever experienced in my life. Like, we walk like if you step out the crib or you like say we're working out, right, and the car and your car just been sitting in the sun. Oh my god, that's the, you already showered and everything, but you like you start sweating right away. Like it's actually horrible.
Has your body acclimated to it as yet, or is it still like you're still getting used to it temperature wise? I know it's probably gone on maybe a little bit now because it's September, but
no, I got used to it, but. No, I'm lying. I did not get used to it. My body's starting to get used to it, you know? Like, I don't think it's as hot anymore. Mm-hmm. But, nah, it's still hot. We were at the football game, the opening game of the season, this past Saturday. It was so hot. It was so hot. But, nah, you just start get acclimated. You know how to dress. Always stay hydrated. Just the little things.
Are you going to go, like, old school Caribbean man and just start wearing like the mesh undershirts?
Nah. The mesh undershirts, that's easy, I think. I'm not doing that, but the mesh undershirts is crazy. I'm not that Trinidadian. But
yeah, I think you need a red one, man, with the stripe going across your chest. I think that'll work out really well for you. You gotta bring that West Indian, you know, that pepper culture, man. You gotta bring that to Texas.
Nah, I'm not doing that one.
So, like, how has it been so far with some of your new teammates? Like, meeting everybody and getting acclimated with them?
No, it's been cool because there's not much to do. Like, Waco's an amazing place because for Baylor, because there's not much to do. So, all there is Baylor. So, for the team, like, we're always together. And a lot of us live in the same complex. And if we don't, we live relatively close because, like, you got to live closer to school anyway. So, like, we're always hanging out. Like, we always have team bonding things, whether the coaches organize it, whether we organize it. We're always together on an off day. Like, we're for sure really close.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Really, really close, yeah.
And how intense has the training been so far this off season? And what are you learning about yourself this summer or this past summer?
Workouts for sure. Like, you feel them. At the end of the day, you feel it. We don't do as much cardio, like running with Charlie. Charlie's our strength coach. We don't do as much like just cardio with our strength coach, but we play a lot, so we get our cardio through playing, which I personally like.
Yeah.
But like, so after every workout, like, you're gonna feel it. It's always gonna be a hard workout. Everything's game speed, live reps, because I feel like some programs they treat you like you're in the NBA. At Baylor, they're really trying to get us there, so I feel like that's a big difference between a lot of programs and Baylor.
No, that's cool. And
yeah,
you know, and Baylor this year is ranked in the top five, you know, top 10 at least in the nation. So how are those expectations being handled from your point of view now?
Don't be the guy that messes it up. So just make sure I take every rep serious. I pay attention to plays or defensive schemes, or every shot's intentional, hold my fault through things like that, because, you know, we have big goals and we want to accomplish them. So yeah, I just gotta do my part right now in the off season to really get there, you know.
And I mean, it's championship or bust, right? And right, basically,
yeah, literally, that's literally what people are saying. So that's what people are saying, and we're like, we feel more than confident in our team. So really, that's how we're going into the season. So you just got to handle what you can now, because a lot of things could happen. You don't want to be the reason why you guys don't make it because you didn't work out enough or you didn't put in enough reps, you know?
Right. And on top of that, too, I think just looking at the schedule, the Final Four this year, unless I have it incorrect, the Final Four this year is in San Antonio. It's so essentially, if you guys can get, you know, to the Final Four, it's essentially two home games.
Yeah, that'd be insane.
That really would be crazy. That really
would. That would be insane.
Thinking about it already.
Yeah. I just looked it up. That's on the phone. Texas. It says University of Texas at San Antonio. Yeah. It's gonna be in Texas. Yeah, it's in Texas. So we gotta get there. Obviously, it's a lot harder. It's easier said than done. I've never even been in a tournament before, but when we get there, that's going to be a great feeling to play in front of a lot of Baylor fans.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, you know, with that said, you know, I know I asked a question earlier about your experience overall at Cal. Like, how do you plan on using your experience that you had these last 4 years you know, growing into, you know, the person that you are right now? Like, how do you plan on using this experience at Baylor?
I was able to experience a lot. Like, even being there for 4 years, I feel like I've just matured. We have a couple young guys on the team. We have, like, our team is very mixed. We have true freshmen to fifth years, like myself. So just bringing in that maturity, the experience. I'm a really calm kid, level-headed individual, bringing that to my team. Just the little things, just being who I am. I feel like it may sound cheesy, but Coach Drew always says that at BU, you could be you. So for me, it's really just be myself, and the rest will kind of like take care of it, literally.
Now, before we go, after all these episodes we've been doing these last 5 years, where do you see your future? Like, do you feel closer to your goals when you embarked on the basketball journey?
Yeah, I for sure feel closer to my goals in coming to Baylor. I feel like a big step for me was making that decision and coming to Baylor, and in doing so, I feel like naturally just being at one of the top programs in the country, I'm just getting the best treatment, you know, when it comes to workouts and all that. So I feel like in me, I have made a jump in my body and my just overall skill. So I for sure feel pretty happy where I'm at.
And what could we expect from you, your teammates, going into this season?
You can expect a lot of wins, some big games, a lot of shots made, a lot of threes made, big threes made, and to have fun. Like, literally, we're gonna have a lot of fun this year. A lot of games on TV, so we get to play in front of our friends and family that can't make the game. So, it's gonna be a fun year.
Yeah, and you guys had how much players hit the transfer portal this year that ended up at Baylor? It was just like, other than yourself,
just two others. Okay. It was three. It was a class of three for the transfers, and then we have three. Oh, I'm lying. So we just picked up. It's four transfers, me, Roach, Chad, and Hub. And then we got five freshmen, Marino, KJ, VJ, Rob, and my dog Jason.
Okay. And yeah. And I know we've been, I know that was one of the big recruits that you guys got this year in VJ Edgecombe. Like, what?
Yeah.
I know there's been a lot of hype for him coming in, but just quickly for the people who do know him, or like, what has it been seeing him in person just as a freshman?
He's the truth. Everything you guys see on the internet, that's real life. I swear, that's real life. Those dunks, the shot making ability, everything. VJ's like, VJ's nice, man. there's no other way to put it. VJ's cold. So everything you guys expect of him is deserving.
Yeah.
For real.
That's awesome. And before we wrap up, like I said, once again, congratulations, because like I said, you've graduated, you've gotten to this part of the journey. The journey doesn't end, of course. This is not the end.
Yeah.
But like, this is sometimes we got to celebrate these. You know, they always say you got to celebrate the wins, right? While it's happening.
Yeah.
So congratulations to you. I'll give you a golf clap so you can hear it right now.
But it's
awesome though. It's awesome to watch the process, right? Like this is one stop of your journey. I think this is awesome. You know, to see it happening the way that it is.
For real, not excited.
Yeah, no doubt. And before you go, before we go, any shout outs? You want to shout out anybody? Friends, family, teammates, whoever you want to shout out. Enemies, who you want to shout out?
just everyone that's been in my corner from the beginning. Met some good ones on the road, some new ones on the road. Just thankful for everybody who's just, like I said, been in my corner, supporting me through the ups and downs. And yeah, man, just thankful for my circle. I have a pretty good circle. Being in the portal, you realize a lot of people don't have it as nice as you. Some people are just in it for the money in your circle and things of that nature. So for me, I had a pretty easy portal experience, pretty easy transfer experience, and that's nothing but good testimony to the people I have around me.
There you go.
This is Jalen Schlesing, and I'm out of here.
Thank you for checking out the latest installment of My Story. To check out Jalen's journey this season, make sure you check out the Baylor men's basketball schedule this season. I don't think it's all the way out just yet. It's still in the process of being worked on, as far as I know. Last I checked, I don't think the full schedule is up just yet, but feel free to go on their website to take a look. But most of their games will be on national television this season, including ESPN and ESPN Plus, CBS. Just make sure you tune in. This will be by far, and I mean by far, the best team Jalen will have played on since high school, as Baylor is already ranked as one of the very best teams in the nation. All right, so check him out as he continues to add more steps to his journey. Thank you for tuning into the show. It's greatly appreciated. To support the show, please hit that like and subscribe button. And if you're on the podcast platforms, click on the 5 stars right underneath the logo. And check out SalSharaf.com for the catalog. Much love to you guys. All right, we'll be back next week with a new episode of the Ave Podcast. Check that one out as well. I think it's finally time. I think it's time. I've been putting it off long enough. I think it's time to finally talk about Diddy. We'll wait till next week for that one, though. But we got to do it. We got to do it now. We got to get into that. All right, so but that's it for now. Once again, this is My Story on Sal Sharaf Radio. Until next time, peace.